You are now listening to Endgame Exotica. And Endgame Exotica is short burst updates for listeners of Horus the Avengers Follow the White Rabbit over at whiterabbitradio.net. And Endgame Exotica will be geopolitical speculations and everything else that goes with it in regarding our enemy, the Pink Rabbits, as they go for their crazy New World Order. Yes, there's a war going on, in case you don't know about it, between the White Rabbits and the Pink Rabbits. And the Pink Rabbits have got to go. Yes, they do. Now, on to the podcast. We have Team Pink Rabbit up to bat here. They're up to bat for their New World Order. And as they come up to bat, Talibama's at bat. Yeah, they're trying to coach him on how to bat. Trying to tell him how to hit. And you look back at the dugout, and what you see is the infield and outfield clubbing each other with baseball bats. This is highly entertaining. Team Pink Rabbit is going at it. The fur is starting to fly, and it's becoming overwhelming. We have an interesting event. America is coming into crisis. And the way you bring about crisis in somewhere like America, or into Canada, or any Western country, or any advanced economy, at the stage America's at, it's quite simple. You start overwhelming the system. It wouldn't matter what your group is about, whether you're a communist, whether you're anarchist, or whether you're a steely-eyed lone wolfer. That's all it would take in this type of environment, is start overwhelming the system. That's the next stage. That's what they're doing with this budget nonsense. I'll get more to that later, but that's to keep it simple. You're into destabilization. You're into the last stage where you're bringing crisis. As they can start trying to roll out their New World Order in a way that the whole world can see it. And so Talibama's at bat here. Now, why Talibama's at bat? Trying to bring about this overwhelm the system. Not difficult to do. America's, America's been destroyed long, long ago. It's just now everyone realizes it. He's overwhelming the system. And at the same time, we have Arch Zionist, one of the key Pink Rabbit elements. This element has done more damage to our race than any other I can really identify in modern times. He's the king of soft porn. Most of you don't realize that, but this is Rupert Murdoch. Rupert Murdoch is getting outright annihilated. Annihilated behind the scenes. We're talking about taking down his media empire. We have FBI investigations into phone tapping. We have industrial espionage. Rupert Murdoch is a fascinating character. I haven't went into him extensively, but I'm going to now. I'm going to tell you what you need to know about him. Everything you need to know about him starts in 1970. He is an Australian figure whose genetic background is kind of questionable to most. It isn't to me, because his traits shine. His traits shine right through. In 1970, he made a move in the UK that kind of made history. And it has to do with The Sun. The Sun was a family newspaper. It is now a tabloid, of course. And it goes down to infamous page 3. And he rolls out, he takes a family newspaper. This is what all white conservatives would do, sure. He takes a family newspaper, and he starts running half-naked pictures of girls on page 3. And that becomes the infamous page 3. And of course, it wasn't illegal, but it was a pretty seedy thing to do. And no one really knew how to deal with it. It was certainly indecent. It was certainly something most white Christians wouldn't do. Most people think of Rupert Murdoch, who owns Fox News. He's a big conservative. He's not trying to conserve anything. He's interested in power. He's not an idealist at all. He's an opportunist. But in 1970, the so-called conservative Rupert Murdoch is running a family newspaper, billed as a family newspaper, and on page 3 of this family newspaper, he makes a move that no one has ever seen in the UK quite like it. I mean, we're not talking about some pornographer here. We're talking about soft porn. He starts putting soft porn in a family newspaper. He creates the infamous page 3. He's made more money off soft porn than Hugh Hefner, and he's made a lot more money off his stuff than the wealthiest Jewish pornographer in Hollywood, and there's quite a few of them. He's made a fortune off this type of stuff. He's an interesting character. But it always kills me when people bill him as a conservative. Conservatives don't take family newspapers and put half-naked girls on page 3. Conservatives don't do that. It isn't our traits. That's a slippery slope some other side goes down. So Rupert Murdoch is a questionable character. He's interesting. He's interesting because he is always running interference. The anti-whites, you know, our enemy, the Taliban and whatnot, make like they hate Rupert Murdoch, and some factions do. I'm going to go into these two factions in a second, but they always act like he's their big enemy. He's not. He's their best friend. He has run more interference for anti-whites than any other character in the media. He runs total interference for them. He runs total interference. The so-called conservatives run total interference. They're their best friends. You know, the first people that came out to interview Bob way back, this was some years ago, and was Fox News, and he did the mantra and they cut it off. And they always do this to many fine racial elements. Unless you fit their bill of goods, they're going to cut you off. Even CNN had on James Edwards from the political cesspool. I've never seen Fox News do that. They are our arch enemy. And what you see here is Mr. King Zionist just getting clipped, getting hammered. And so the question is why? Why on the eve of their New World Order? Why on the eve of Taliban, who has to hit a home run? He has to hit a home run once he overwhelms the system. They got to roll it out. And this, of course, goes in some crazy areas, we know. Why would they start pounding a one element of their team? The Zionists, which is kind of a critical element. It's a whole entire wing. Well, there are two main factions here. The factions that are kind of what you see is what you get are the Rockefeller and the Rothschild. And there's a fraction, the Zionist faction straddles both. They're not all the Rothschild group is not necessarily Zionist. Although they invented it, they brought it out, they financed Israel and everything else, there are some dissenting views. Probably the Rockefeller group can be 50-50 on the Zionist question. But Rupert Murdoch, as an Australian, actually straddles this group. Straddles this group. So what the hell did he do for them to annihilate him? I mean, they just absolutely annihilated him. And this is a Zionist, this is arch Zionist. I mean, you'll never hear anything bad about Israel on Fox News. You'll never hear. They don't walk the line. So it becomes a fascinating question. And of course, his Israeli connections, and even some speculate certain intelligence agencies like Mossad connections. You know, there's always been a lot of questions because Fox News has always been accused of hacking phones and doing the type of things they're doing. There's a lot of high-level accusations of this going on. And there's another group that gets accused of this, too. There's another group that we know has the technology to do this, and that, of course, is Israeli Mossad. And there are several other intelligence agencies that can as well. But the Mossad, when it comes to Anglosphere, and you're looking at dirty work, you're looking at Mossad. And so the question is, what is the connection? Why did this King Zionist get hammered? Was there some type of blackmail scheme going on within the Rockefeller Rothschild group vis-a-vis the Zionists? Were the Zionist element blackmailing their, let's say the other Masonic elements? Inner blackmail scheme going on. And this is going on in all the conspiracy channels, and we don't know. But what we do know to be true is that Team Pink Rabbit's up to bat. And the infield's in the dugout clubbing the outfield with baseball bats. What we also know to be true is that Fox News was at the forefront of trying to get the goods on the 9/11 victims, trying to get their phone numbers, trying to get things about their last phone calls. And what would happen if they tapped something like that? What would happen if they tapped something like that and their stories did not jive with the official 9/11 stories? Well, then he would have pretty good leverage on some other groups within that. It becomes a wild scenario on what did this guy do, because someone like that doesn't get called in on the carpet in 2011. They're at war with 5 to 6 countries. They're at total war behind the scenes. This is obvious to anyone looking at this. Someone like that doesn't get called in the carpet for the things he got called in for unless he's done something, unless something's going on. And this has to do with something I've been talking about. I believe that within Team Pink Rabbit there are different factions. I believe the Zionist faction, that the little what you see is what you get Jew rabbit are in trouble. And I think what you're seeing is that boil over. And what we've seen in Norway, and this is all wild speculation, I'm at the end of the branch is bending over, and the fruit is touching the ground, and I'm picking it, speculation. This is wild speculation. I'm up a tree on a thin branch. But I don't think it's a coincidence that you see Rupert Murdoch, the Zionist faction, getting hammered, and at the same time, some blonde-haired, blue-eyed Christian Zionist pull off one of the largest terrorist attacks in European history. I don't think there's a coincidence there. I don't believe in coincidences right now. This is something to watch, and this is fascinating, fascinating stuff. Wild stuff. But this is in-game Exotica. This is crazy stuff, dangerous stuff, but very, very exciting, because these groups are actually, our enemy is actually at each other's throats right in front of everyone's face. And this is what I have thought, the trend that is slowly occurring is that the Zionist faction is going to get hammered into this war. And that's what we're seeing. So I don't know what Rupert Murdoch did or what he had, but he definitely crossed the line somewhere. Because you do not take a team and have this team cannibalize each other in such a critical moment. I mean, they got to hit a home run. They got to hit a home run. And you're talking about an arch Zionist. This is the Zionist. Now, as far as our particular racial endeavors goes, Fox News has been at the forefront of trying to block a consistent message. They have definitely went out of their way on that. with old Bob Whitaker personally. Fox News has always run interference against any racial realist, any paleo conservative. They make our enemy's job so easy. So easy. And this is rather interesting. This is rather fascinating. But Rupert Murdoch is no more conservative than Obama. Rupert Murdoch, in fact, has done more damage. The Rupert Murdochs have done more damage to our race than Obama could ever really dream to. You know, that page 3 incident should tell you everything. You don't take a newspaper and start putting half-naked girls on page 3. That wouldn't happen in America. You know, if someone in the South, someone white and normal in the southern United States were to buy a newspaper, you're not going to think to put half-naked girls on page 3. It's just kind of inappropriate. It's a newspaper. Families look at this stuff. He's a soft porn king. He's across the board. If you look at his media empire, if you look at his ties to the Blair government, the labor government Blair, if you look at what the role they played in fact, sending us into Iraq, Fox News was the biggest pusher for us to go into Iraq after 9/11. If you look at all these things in total, and then you look at what just happened, this guy's getting pulled apart. They're talking about taking down his media empire. And they could actually do that if they chose to do that. I don't know if they will. But at the same time that they're taking down, I mean, they are pounding this Zionist. And that's what he is. I mean, it's rather obvious. All you have to do is look at his connections to Israel. All you have to do is connect the dots. At the same time, we have a huge Christian Zionist terrorist attack in Northern Europe that no one can get to the bottom line of. There's a lot of different controversies regarding this individual, this blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy that pulled off this huge terrorist attack that everyone's scratching their heads over. And the Marmite mans and all the YouTubers are saying, who benefits from this? Well, that's a good question. There's only one group that could try to be benefiting from this, and that, of course, is the Zionist faction. And again, you're dealing with something internal to Pink Rabbits. You're dealing with the Rockefeller and Rothschild, and Rupert Murdoch straddles these. He straddles it and walks between both groups because he's in the Zionist faction, and the Zionist faction is very powerful within both groups. So this is rather fascinating. This is in-game Exotica. This is the stuff you've been waiting for. Tragic that so many innocent people had to die, but I don't think we have the bottom line on the terrorist attack in Northern Europe. It doesn't really, it could just be a crazy, crazy fool going about it. Everyone wants to blame the group they hate the most. You know, Jews want to blame any white race, anyone white and normal, the Jews want to blame for it. You know, they're calling it white nationalists or whatever. But I'm highly skeptical, of the Zionists, and I don't run this podcast, I don't go out of my way to pin everything on the Zionist faction, but I am highly skeptical of something that Rupert Murdoch, being the king Zionist, who walks between, this is right in front of everyone's face, he walks between the Rothschilds in London and the Rockefellers in America, who are on the same team, he walks in between them. The reason he does that is because he's in the Zionist faction. The Zionist faction straddles both lines. They straddle both sides. And as he's walking in between them one morning, he gets annihilated. I mean, he just gets annihilated. And they're talking about disbanding his empire. There are FBI investigations. The lawyers representing the royal family. They're talking about, who is it? The Henry Mankows are talking about, let's see, this Masonic blackmail behind Murdoch scandal. I mean, the stuff is just going. And you can look that up. This is just coming out, but there has to be a connection. there has to be some connection between this and the larger goings-on and their internal workings and how they are coming to a head into WW3, which is what they're trying to pull off here, what they're going for. But this is pretty historic to see someone like him take it in the face. And of course, this is not a group without power. This is not a group that cannot that can take it lying down. They can pull off the events like you've just seen in Norway if they chose to. But this is wild speculation, and I don't believe in coincidences right now. But this is you can chalk this up to the first episode of In-Game Exotica, and this is Horus the Avengers, Follow the White Rabbit.